Have you ever watched a certification campaign from the outside and tried to figure out what's actually happening behind the curtain? I'm Vector on Clear Direct Radio Hangar's Technology Breakdown, and this week there's a lot happening behind that curtain. So let's talk about what to watch for in the week ahead. Because the next 7 days in aviation tech are stacked. The big story this week is Archer Aviation. Their Midnight eVTOL aircraft is entering what sources close to the program describe as a concentrated block of FAA conformity inspections at their manufacturing facility in Covington, Georgia. Now, if you're not steeped in the certification world, conformity inspection might sound like bureaucratic wallpaper. It's not. This is where the FAA physically verifies that the aircraft Archer is building matches exactly what Archer said they would build in their type design data. Every rivet, every wire bundle, every software load, it's the moment where engineering drawings meet metal and composite reality. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. If you've been through your own milestones, first solo, instrument check ride, a new type rating, they make aviation challenge coins that actually capture those moments, beautifully crafted and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. So back to Archer, let's break this down. The Midnight is a 12-rotor tilt-rotor eVTOL designed to carry 4 passengers plus a pilot over ranges of about 60 miles. That's not transcontinental, that's not even cross-state. But that's the point. The initial use case is urban air mobility. Think airport to downtown or across a metro area where ground traffic turns a 20-minute drive into 90 minutes. The specific routes Archer has been targeting include Los Angeles, New York, and a handful of international launch cities. Now, here's what most people miss about conformity inspections. This isn't a single pass-fail exam. It's a sustained campaign. The FAA's Aircraft Certification Service assigns designated engineering representatives and their own inspectors to methodically go through the aircraft system, by systems, structures, propulsion, electrical flight controls, software. Each one has to conform to the approved type design. And for an aircraft like Midnight, which uses distributed electric propulsion with 12 independent rotors and a fly-by-wire system with no mechanical backup, the software conformity alone is a massive undertaking. The certification basis for these eVTOL aircraft is something the FAA has been developing under what they call Special Federal Aviation Regulation, or SFAR, rulemaking, along with a combination of Part 21 manufacturing standards and new powered lift category regulations. If you've been following this saga, you know the FAA finalized the powered lift operations rule back in late 2025, which was a huge deal because it finally created a regulatory pathway for these aircraft to be flown commercially. Before that rule, there was literally no framework for a pilot certificate that covered powered lift aircraft in commercial service. So that box is checked. Now the question is whether the aircraft themselves can get through type certification. And this is where I want to be honest with you about timelines. Archer has publicly targeted late 2026 for their FAA type certificate. Joby Aviation, their primary competitor, is on a similar timeline. Both companies have been saying some version of soon for years now. But the conformity testing phase we're seeing this week is genuinely a late-stage activity. You don't get to conformity inspections unless your design is mature and your manufacturing processes are locked down. So this is real progress. It's just not the finish line. Let me give you an analogy that might land better. Think of conformity inspection like a stage check-in flight training. You've done all the ground school, you've flown all the maneuvers, and now the chief instructor is sitting in the right seat watching you put it all together. You can still fail. There can still be findings that send you back to the practice area, but the fact that you're at the stage check means you've completed the prerequisite work. That's where Archer is right now. The other thing to watch this week with Archer is their battery supply chain. They've been working with a supplier to produce high-density lithium-ion battery packs specifically designed for the Midnight's mission profile. One of the persistent criticisms of eVTOL aircraft is energy density. Jet fuel carries about 43 times the energy per kilogram that current lithium-ion batteries do. 43 times. That's not a small gap, that's a chasm, and it's the fundamental reason these aircraft are limited to 60-mile ranges instead of 600-mile ranges. Archer's approach has been to design the aircraft around the battery limitations rather than waiting for battery technology to catch up. Short routes, high frequency, rapid turnaround. The data tells an interesting story here because even with these range limitations, the economics of avoiding ground congestion in dense urban areas may actually close. If the per-seat cost gets below a certain threshold, which Archer projects at around $4 to $5 per mile in mature operations, you start competing with premium ground transportation. But that's the mature operations number. Launch pricing will be higher, probably significantly higher. And load factors matter enormously. A half-empty Midnight flying the same route burns the same battery energy as a full one but collects half the revenue. So utilization rate and demand forecasting are going to be just as important as the engineering in determining whether this technology actually works as a business. That's a piece the hype cycle tends to skip over. Now shifting gears. The other thing on the radar this week is Garmin. They've been quietly rolling out software updates to the G3000 integrated flight deck, and this week several avionics shops are expected to begin installations of the latest update that expands envelope protection features. For those of you flying aircraft equipped with G3000 systems, this is worth paying attention to. The update reportedly includes enhanced angle of attack awareness integration and refined underspeed protection logic. Garmin has been incrementally building toward more comprehensive envelope protection in general aviation, and each update gets a little closer to what transport category aircraft have had for decades. The interesting engineering question is how you implement envelope protection in a general aviation context, where the pilot population is vastly more diverse in training and experience than airline crews. In the transport world, envelope protections are designed around a two-crew paradigm with type-rated pilots who have recurrent training every 6 to 12 months. In general aviation, you might have a weekend pilot who flies 50 hours a year and hasn't done unusual attitude training since their initial certificate. The protection logic has to account for that broader range of pilot inputs without being so aggressive that it interferes with intentional maneuvering. It's a genuinely hard design problem, and Garmin's iterative approach of rolling it out gradually and refining based on field data is probably the right engineering call. One more item for your week ahead awareness: Reliable Aviation, the company developing hydrogen fuel cell propulsion for regional aircraft, is expected to release data from their latest ground test campaign sometime in the next few days. They've been running a hydrogen fuel cell power plant on a test stand that generates roughly 1 megawatt of power, which is in the range you'd need for a 9 to 19 seat commuter aircraft. Hydrogen is interesting because it sidesteps the energy density problem that limits battery electric aircraft. Hydrogen carries about 3 times the energy per kilogram that jet fuel does. The catch is volumetric density. Hydrogen takes up a lot more space than jet fuel for the same energy content, even in compressed or liquid form. So you need bigger tanks, which means airframe redesign, which means more certification work. The timeline for hydrogen propulsion and commercial aviation is longer than batteries. We're probably looking at the early 2030s for a certificated hydrogen aircraft in passenger service. But the ground test data matters now because it establishes whether the core technology actually performs at scale. There's a big difference between a laboratory fuel cell producing a few kilowatts and a flight weight system producing a megawatt thermal management, water management, membrane durability under vibration. All of these scale nonlinearly, so if Reliable's data looks good, that's a meaningful signal. If it doesn't, that tells us something too. So to recap your week ahead in aviation technology: Archer Aviation, an active conformity inspection for the Midnight eVTOL, which is a real late-stage certification milestone even if the finish line is still months away. Garmin, expanding envelope protection capabilities in the G3000 ecosystem, continuing the slow but steady march toward safer general aviation cockpits. And Reliable Aviation expected to drop hydrogen fuel cell ground test data that will tell us a lot about whether hydrogen propulsion is a near-term reality or a longer horizon play. The through line connecting all three of these stories is the gap between promise and proof. Aviation technology moves at the speed of certification, not the speed of press releases, and that's actually a feature, not a bug. We certify things slowly because the consequences of getting it wrong are measured in lives, not quarterly earnings. So when you see conformity inspections and ground test data and incremental software updates, those are the real signals of progress, not the flashy renderings and projected timelines. Watch what gets tested, not what gets announced. This week's coverage draws from Archer Aviation's public certification updates, Garmin's product documentation, and reporting from Aviation Week and the Air Current. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Vectorfly. Curious? And I'll see you next time.